This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Leisha Sequist. She's a thoracic oncologist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, and she was the lead principal investigator on a series of clinical trials surrounding a very promising new trial involving the detection of a single cancer cell, which not only spots cancer very early, but can also help drastically in determining the proper course of treatment of that cancer. And Dr. Sequist, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure, Greg. Thanks for having me here.
Explain where this concept originated and how exactly you were able to put these clinical trials together.
No problem. I think that potentially your introduction, while great, was a little bit overstating the gravity of the results. These are preliminary results, so we certainly hope that they are able to help detect cancer early and hope that they are drastically able to change the course of patients' treatment, but we're still in early days. So this is essentially a chip that is about the size of a business card, and you take a patient's blood sample and you, in the lab, the techs push the blood right over the surface of the cancer cell chip, and if they have cancer, there are likely a small number of cancer cells circulating in their blood and contained in that tube of blood, and those cancer cells stick onto the surface of this chip. And they can be counted, and they can also be tested for various genetic abnormalities and other features of cancer that their doctors are interested in looking at. So it's a way of basically pulling a needle out of the haystack, these one cancer cell and a billion blood cells, by sticking it to the surface of this chip.
Now talk a little bit about what you hope to learn from further trials. When will you know whether or not this is close to what you hope it is?
Well, we're currently doing a number of studies trying to figure out exactly the properties of the chip and how it works best in patients and how we can use it best to leverage information about the cancer that people have. Hopefully, we will be able to someday use it to screen patients without a diagnosis of cancer for early detection, because that's one of the biggest things that can make a difference in the outcome of cancer for the country as a whole, is being able to detect it early before symptoms arise, while some of our best therapies like surgery are still feasible. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at now. Can it be used as a cancer detection tool? Can it be used to genetically subdivide cancers into different compartments? And that's how we make treatment decisions a lot of times in the oncologist's office.
Talk about that a little bit more in terms of potential treatment guidelines that this could provide and how quickly it might yield some feedback on whether or not a specific treatment is working.
Well, so a lot of the treatments that are coming out for cancer nowadays are geared at different genes in the cancer. And what patients have to go through in order to figure out if they're candidates for treatment A or treatment B is oftentimes an invasive biopsy, which might be a surgery or another needle of some type stuck directly into their cancer in order to tell if they should have a genetically targeted treatment. So this, we hope, is a way to do it with a blood test to spare people from going through that invasive biopsy or surgical biopsy procedure to find out the genetics of their cancer. And then as far as whether or not to tell if a treatment is working, the way we do it now is that we start a certain chemotherapy and we wait 2 or 3 months and do a CAT scan to see if the cancer is shrinking or growing on the treatment. And it's possible that this type of technology might be able to be used to have an instant readout within maybe even a few days as to whether there are increasing or decreasing numbers of circulating tumor cells.
As I mentioned at the outset here, Dr. Sequist, you are a thoracic oncologist, and from what I understand, that primarily means you treat lung cancer patients. And given your role as a lead investigator with this new clinical trial, what has been the feedback from your patients? What have you noticed in your patients in using this test?
Well, patients are very excited about the prospect that this might hold for the future, although for our patients, and especially those that have helped us by participating in the research and donating blood so far, you know, we have explained to them very carefully that we're not ready to use these results to alter their treatment yet, but that they are graciously helping future patients by developing this technology. Many of our patients have gone through these invasive biopsies, and some of them have unfortunately suffered complications like a deflated lung from having these types of biopsies. So anything that we can do to change the way that lung cancer is treated in the future, I think these patients have a real handle on how important that could be.
To what extent could this be used, if the tests continue to go well, in just a routine physical?
Well, I think that's still a number of years away, but ideally this kind of technology will be able to be used in, say, a primary care doctor's office. Like I said, we still have a number of things to do. Ideally, you want the test to be able to detect cancer, but not to have false positives. So that means testing it in a large group of people first to make sure that a positive test means that that person has cancer and a negative test means that they don't have cancer. We have to prove that before we can really roll it out into your primary care doctor's office.
Understood. In terms of the evidence to date, what's the results when it comes to false positives? Is this a pretty accurate test, or does it throw out some unnecessary red flags?
Well, the majority of the people who have donated blood for testing so far have been cancer patients, patients who are already known to have a diagnosis of cancer. They're being followed by an oncologist. So we're just this year rolling out a study collaborating with our internal medicine colleagues here at Mass General. So we're looking at some of their patients in their primary care clinic who don't have a diagnosis of cancer, and we're just starting to see what kinds of findings the chip gives us when we test presumably healthy people's blood. So I think it's too early to know the results of that test. This study is just starting up this year.
Given the promise here, and again, this is all very preliminary, I want to make sure that I make that clear, and you've done a good job of making that clear. What could this end up doing to mortality rates if the detection of cancer is able to be done routinely much earlier?
Well, what we've seen from other developments in technology over the years is that any time a cancer can be treated earlier, caught earlier, it does improve survival. So I hope that, that trend would continue with this technology. But like you pointed out, we're still a number of steps away from that. But it's very promising. We're quite excited about it. And I think the big news this week that that spurred the press coverage is that Mass General and Johnson & Johnson struck a deal to develop this commercially. So, you know, that I think will really help speed the course of which it will come to the general public.
And I know this is always dicey, but is there any sort of estimation on when all the testing on this might be done, how many years that'll take?
Well, I think that for testing within patients who already have cancer, it may only be a couple of years at this point. Probably will be a few more years for screening, people who don't have cancer and using it as a screening test.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Dr. Sequoise, thank you so much for being with us and helping us understand this potentially great new technology.
Thanks for your interest, Greg.
Absolutely. Dr. Alicia Sequoise, she is a thoracic oncologist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, a lead principal investigator on these clinical trials showing potentially great new breakthroughs in technology and early detection of cancer and more flexibility in the treatment of various types of cancer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.